4 CPA mobile.
KB2HXS with me.
Good morning, KB4 CPA. How are you this morning?
Good. I'm just resetting the radio back up in the vehicle here. I had the vehicle detailed yesterday, and I yanked the radio out just so that, you know, they wouldn't mess with it or whatever. So just putting it back in right now and just seeing how it sounds.
I always do that. If I have to take it up to George Coleman and let them do some work on it, I take it out. But it's not a tough job, so it comes out pretty easy, and yeah, I'm like you, I don't want to mess them with it.
Okay, sorry about that. I hit a button on the radio and everything went away. On the vehicle yesterday and whatnot. I just didn't want them to. I didn't want it in their way.
You better be careful. They put enough polish on there that mag mount might slide off. KN4VWA.
I'm sorry, Dave. Look, sounds like there's some noise on there.
Some of that QRM, you just have to ignore it. Oh, hey, Steve.
Morning, fellas. How are everybody today?
Play some tennis.
How about you, Dave?
I'm going to be getting dressed here in a couple of minutes, so getting cleaned up and heading your way.
Winner, just give me a text when you get started.
So, I'll be heading your way.
Roger, roger.
Let's see if I have this. Dave, you have a good day playing tennis here. Have a nice time. I'm going to go in and get cleaned up. I got to head up to Steve's house for a few minutes. I'll let you two carry on. KB4CBA and the group, have a good morning. KB2HXS will be clear after a little bit.
Good to talk with you. Well, Steve, what are you up to this morning besides no good?
Tell you what I'm doing.
Well, I'm getting ready to hit the court, but I might be able to read it before I actually have to get on the court. I'm kind of running late this morning. I'm not really sure why, but, you know, it just seemed like it took me longer to get things together this morning for some reason.
It's KF4NXY, David.
Morning, I don't recognize the call. Tell me your name.
One of the Davids.
We could have three Davids in here at one time there if you'd popped in just a minute ago.
You didn't notice that sometimes. It seemed like we got four or five on here at about the same time.
But I can't look at my phone right now. I'm driving. It's kind of a thing. I can't double task. Oh, what is that? Whatever that's called.
Multitask.
listen, I'm going to jump out, guy. I'm going to go look for a part before, and you'll understand this when you get the text. I'm going to look for a part, and I'll have about a couple hours before the wave starts. So, I'll talk to you a little bit later. KN4VWA. Dave, yeah, both of you, Dave, have a good day, guys. KN4VWA, clear.
You will. Have a good day, man, and good to talk to you. So, Dave, what are you up to this morning?
A buddy of mine, we're going to go kick around, probably go to some of the sporting goods stores over in Anderson.
Do they still have that gun store over there that has, they have a lot of reloading supplies and stuff? I can't think of the name of it. It's right there on the main drag.
I think you might be talking about Sportsman's Warehouse, and they've got Academy over there somewhere, and they've also got Grady's. We kind of go to Grady's and Sportsman, and, you know, they've got a lot of stuff when it comes to weapons and fishing stuff. Now, Grady's kind of got out of the fishing supplies, but they still got a lot of good stuff.
Grady's was the one I was thinking about. We used to go down there sometimes and get some reloading supplies. When a buddy of mine, he had all the equipment, and I would just buy what I needed, and he would let me use his equipment, and so it was a pretty good deal, and he lived just a few miles from me, so anyway, so we used to do some reloading, and back in the day, it's been a while, but he was in the Marine Corps, and he knew all about that stuff, so he taught me well.
I don't know really much about it. I know there's a guy that lives about, 6 miles from me, and he had some old supplies, wound up blowing himself up in his little shed. And, that's a long story, but anyway, I just go ahead and buy the bullets.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, man. I haven't done any reloading in a long time. He moved, and, he lives about an hour and a half or so from Taylor's now, so we used to eat breakfast every Saturday morning for years. But anyway, all right. Well, I'm sitting here at the club. I need to go in and warm up for a minute, and I've got a game at 9 o'clock, so I'm gonna have to jump out of here. And so we'll talk to you later. You have a good day. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a little warm, but I'll take warm over cold any day. Anyway, 73s, I'll stick around for your final. KB4CBA.
Hope you have a good tennis match, and Have a good time doing that, and maybe I'll catch you on here later on this afternoon. KF4 and XY there.
3JCA monitoring.
3JCA, KO4NUE.
4NUE. Did you make it back to the area after your four pickups?
Richard, I don't know how well I'm getting into the repeater. I'm down here at the shop cleaning up. But, we still on schedule today.
Open throughout the day. Sally has to go into the office this morning at 10. And Ashley's here now until she's got to be at Best Buy, I think, at 11 for an appointment. But I'm open any time today, sir.
And I'm thinking sometime after lunch. And just trying to get my machine cleaned up. So let me get back at that, and I'll see you sometime after lunch. How about that?
Sounds great, sir. Thank you very much again. KA3JCA.
Hello, Richard. KF4NXY, Davis.
Well, there, but I caught you, David. KF4NXY, KA3JCA. Hope you and Marie are doing fine this morning.
Doing pretty good. Got some projects going on. Just wanted to tell you a quick hello, and I'll get back out of here. There's somebody else in there, too. So you have a good morning. I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY.
All right, 7-3, sir. KA3JCA.
3A, you got KQ? 4CRG in there.
Can call and say again.
This is Robert over here in Bowling Springs. KQ4CRG. I think I talked to you earlier in the week, maybe Monday or something, I guess it was.
Good morning, Robert. My wife came over and said something to me, and I turned my head to her from Mike and lost track of my thought there. So, yep, are we still on for the weekend, sir?
Yeah, far as I know, we good there. Whereabouts you located at there, Richard?
Located off of Highway 14 there in Simpsonville, but the Highway 14 that I'm off of is right, like, just south of Woodruff Road. So if you're coming down 85 and get on 14 and come south, as soon as you cross Woodruff Road, there's a McDonald's on the corner. I'm about like a mile and a half down on the right-hand side is my turnoff for my road.
Well, I'll let you get in there Friday, like we discussed the other day. I'll let you Friday and give you a little bit more directions there, give you some physical address. I can put it in Google. I guess everybody finds everything on Google these days, huh?
Necessarily, because I tried Google on a lot of stuff, but I find out my wife knows more than Google does.
She must be related to my wife, then, right?
Going out the door, she said, "Oh, that's all in the club, man. That's all in the club." KA3JCA.
How you doing there today, Richard?
I'm fine there. I got up early this morning, was on the radio a little bit. I kind of sat back and listened because I was trying to let my wife sleep in. She didn't have to go to work at 8 today. She didn't have to go in until 10. They're having some kind of a function at the office. So I tried to let her sleep in as much as possible. And then I dozed back off and got up and just got on the radio a few minutes ago.
There, yeah. We took a vacation day today. I need to... On my way right now, I'm going to get a stress test, which I've had that before, and I really don't like it, to tell you that. But doctor says get one, so I guess we'll get one. Then we'll have to have that run over here to the highway department and try to get my license renewed. Hey, about to run out. Birthday's next month, so I got to do that. That's a farewell. I'll take a vacation day today and get all this business took care of one day if I could.
Have to put me through a chemical stress test, which I really hate because I'm an amputee and I can't do the treadmill. So, but I feel for you. I know how those stress tests can be like.
I can't remember. I don't know if this is the fourth one or the fifth one. I think it's the fourth one, but yeah, we did both, treadmill, and then we did chemical, and I think we did treadmill. As far as I believe today is supposed to be a treadmill, I don't know. I think that's what they said, but anyway, I hate either one of them. Hell, right. don't like that at all.
And that, now, can't you renew your license through the DMV, through the computer, like do it online to renew it?
I did that, I think, last time, and I was looking it up. I don't think you can do it every time.
I guess they want you to go in, take an eye test and stuff like that.
But, yeah, we did that last time, and I did it for the wife. We were on there, and she did it. I was looking, well, we'll just do that again. That makes it a lot easier, save gas and everything else. But yeah, I think you can't do it every single time. But that's all right. We'll be 64 next month, so I don't know how many more times we're going to get this thing to renew. But as long as we well and health holds out, I guess we'll just keep doing it right.
We'll be turning 63 in December, so yeah, you're just a year older than I am, sir.
63 years young, not old. Yeah. Huh?
Too. I feel young, but my body doesn't. So, oh, brothers, it's just one of those things. I didn't expect it to crash so suddenly like it did, but I got to keep my mind sharp, so I get on the radio and I get on DMR, and I read a lot of technical data stuff on the computer and try to stay busy. KA3JCA.
Keep it on. For a while, I've seen too many people, they retire at a certain age, and they just get sedentary, and then when they do that, everything goes, and before long, they're gone. Stop. Stay busy as you can. SKQ4CRG.
Thank you, sir. Well, I'm going to go find out why my dogs won't stop barking here. But, listen, you have a good day. Hope you get good positive results there from your stress test today.
Hey, Richard. Yeah, you have a good, my friend. We might be back on here later on today, but, we're going to get on out of here and let somebody else have it. KQ4CRG. We'll be back quiet.
3KA3JCA.